Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey! Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queens, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Screwball.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape, the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bronchef, rest easy, KL Hostel.
Who is?
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet, Eric Mossberg, and Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Powell Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Went Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Yo, son, man, the motherfucking hood is crazy, son. Niggas be wildin', yo. Bitches be acting up. Niggas don't wanna listen, yo. Let me tell you something, man. Little niggas running around with these big-ass guns and shit. Police is killing us left and right. It's just fucking crazy. Yo, it went down last night watching these two chicks fight. One had a shank, one had a knife. They was going for life. Yo, I can't front. Light skin had a fatty, but the chocolate one mad. She fucked the baby daddy. These bitches making it hot. I'm starting to get mad that I ain't breaking it up, cause I ain't trying to get stabbed. So I pull out the 3 pound and bust off some shots. For 1 second they stopped and they took it from the top. Now I gotta breathe, cause here come police. They watch it from the rooftop. Now they on me. The gun still hot, smoke coming out the barrel. Passed it off to my man and disappeared to the shadows. Made it all the way to the crib, changed my clothes. 4 hours lay low, then I'm back on the go. Can't stop, won't stop, gotta move these bricks. This is life in the hood, no movie shit. The hood is crazy, straight like that. Got the cops running around with yellow tape like rats.
Tell them, folks.
The hood is crazy, straight like that. Got the cops running around with yellow tape like rats.
Tell them, folks.
The hood is crazy, trust me when I tell you. Getting chased by wild wolves, once them niggas smell ya. I tried to school shorty, tried to tell them to listen. I know your family a Christian, you ain't got the thug vision. Plus, you ain't even old enough to buy a beer. So take my advice and get the fuck out of here. Or do you wanna be gangster and get what a gangster get? Look in the mirror, nigga, you not 50 Cent. Don't be a fool, stay in school, don't do drugs. Lil nigga looking at me like you bug. How you gonna try to tell me what to do? I learned this shit from looking out the window at you. I said, aight. That moment my heart turned black. Looked him in the eyes and told him, you can't turn back. You are now MTM, married to the mob. Any kind of street shit, no running to your moms. Just handle your business and don't be a baby. And
you that the hood was fucking crazy. The hood is crazy, straight like that. Got the cops running around with yellow tape like rats.
Tell them rats.
The hood is crazy, straight like that. Got the cops running around with yellow tape like rats.
Yo,
late night crack fights, niggas throw dice. Broad daylight on the scene, chicken wings and rice. Motherfuckers don't care if it's hot or cold. Motherfuckers don't care if it rains or snow. Some wanna powder they nose, some hit the pipe. Some smoke the haze and drink Henny all night. Some don't do nothing, they just hang with the clique. Those are the ones that mostly get innocently hit. The hood is crazy, you better believe it. 300 pound niggas turning all anemic. Welcome to hell, it's hell on earth. Bad the worst, it's like being in the desert and you dying from thirst. A young mother give birth, she ain't ready, it hurts. Dump the baby in the dumpster and she's going on the first. I saw it on the news, I saw the little tiny hearse. But all I can do is under my breath curse. Shit, the hood is crazy, straight like that. Got the cops running around with yellow tape like rats.
Tell them,
the hood is crazy, straight like that. Got the cops running around with yellow tape like rats.
Tell them, rats. Tell them, folks.
In the hood.
Radio, man. Live from the Matrix, man. Black Code on the check-in. I'm gonna get comment. My nigga King Eric, man. What's good with y'all, man?
Who had,
man, my nigga, yeah. Man. Ain't nothing, man. You know, just a lot of bad shit going on. You know. Shout out my cousin, man. Franche, hold your head. Rest in peace, Lou Franche. You know. Well, I'll let him talk about it when he's ready to talk about it. Until then, we're just going to hold him down and let him get his space. What's going on over there, man? What's going on out there, my niggas?
Just a lot of craziness out there, man. Yo, you know, first and foremost, you know, big salute to Bronche, you know. Blessings to his family and all that. But just the other day, I don't know if y'all saw, but Black Poet, he sent me this clip, right, of a fight on the subway.
Oh, man.
So I'm watching the fight on the subway, and I don't really watch shit like that, but I'm watching it. And towards the end, you know, I think the girl stabbed the guy, right? I think she walked by him and stabbed him. Cause he beating on her man, and I think she went and stabbed him. So he go pull out the blammer, and you see people going crazy, right? You see people going crazy. But then I see the news, and the guy that was going to get shot end up taking the gun from the guy that was going to shoot, and end up shooting him with his own gun.
Yeah, she's bananas. Man. Oh, wait, man. New York City's crazy.
This was on the A train. This was on the A train in New York. Wow.
It's going to be a different kind of summer. It's going to be a different kind of summer, man, because first of all, we got like a million new motherfuckers out here, and they all going to be outside, and they all going to be doing different things. And it's just going to be a, you know, it's just a kettle of ready to explode. It's going to be a different summer.
Already angry. And I also saw in the news, I don't know if you caught it, Paul, but, you know, an African man in Brooklyn who owned a furniture store, he was letting, you know, the migrants stay in the basement of his furniture store and let them sleep on beds and all that. And he ended up getting raided.
That nigga crazy, man.
He's trying to help people. But, you know, it's kind of the wrong way to try to help people, you know, because you got them in a position where there's no emergency exits, there's no windows, so they pretty much locked in the dungeon,
But the crazy part is that they'd rather be there than in a fucking city shelter. And these ain't immigrants. These are like African immigrants. These weren't the like
But this is what's going through Mexico. You got people from Africa coming through Mexico. You got people from China coming through Mexico. Like, it's not Spanish people that are just coming in through the border.
Nah, that's everybody, yo. Every fucking body, yo.
The whole world know that the migrants are able to come into America, so everybody from everywhere, they making their way in, you know?
It's the fucking ill game, man. They come here, they straight, they get here. You crazy? They get here, they are good. Word is out. America giving y'all niggas money, shelter, and jobs. And them niggas coming on like, word? We okay.
Yeah, if they can make it here,
a lot of benefit. Yeah, I'm here.
No, I'm saying if they can make it to Mexico, they coming in. It's all about getting to Mexico. It's all about getting to, you know, South America, Central America, and then they can make their way into the United States.
Well, which is crazy. This shit, I think, man, is good. America got to get involved. America's always getting involved in everybody's shit. They need to get involved in the country's shit where all the migrants are coming from and help them want to make their country good, you know, make them want to stay in their country, man. Go over there, help out whatever problem they're running from. They got to go over there and help them, man. That's what I see, like, that's the only way to stop that shit, like, go over there and help them people, you know, take care of their land. So they won't want to run away. You know what I'm saying, over here? Make their land livable. If it's corrupt, well, uncorrupt that shit. Y'all way over there fucking, we over there, we all over the place. Why we can't do that? That's crazy. Stop the migrant shit by making the migrants' homeland safe for them. And they won't want to come over here.
Yeah, they won't do that.
Like Haiti going through mad shit right now. You know what I'm saying? But being that we ain't benefiting, America don't benefit on Haiti. They ain't trying to help.
Hell no, they ain't. They try to come to Miami today, and they got denied right there.
Man, I seen a video of migrants coming on a boat, and they get to the land. They get to California. Or Texas, one of them states, and they come in on a boat, and they just start hauling ass. And when they haul ass, you see mad different black trucks picking them up, and they jumping in the back of the trucks, they jumping in the doors, they like, we here, you know.
That's crazy.
And one time,
it's not
and one time
like
pull up too, and police pull up. And they just straight booking. They don't even care about the police. They just keep running. And they run to the trucks. And it was multiple trucks that was picking these people up.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. We don't know who these people are. They coming here. It's wild. It's not families. It's not no little kids and women. These are motherfucking young men. And, you know, I hate to say it, but mostly motherfucking criminals, man. They're coming in here and they're going to get, you know, most of them trying to get jobs too and do the right thing, but, you know, most of the motherfuckers are dead and we don't know what they capable of doing. We already know American niggas are crazy, but we capable of doing dumb shit. We don't know what these other motherfuckers are capable of doing, yo, and we're going to find out. We're going to find out.
Especially
now what they're trying to do, then they're trying to create the whole boogeyman scenario with this guy who's running Haiti with an iron pick, one of the gang leaders, go by the name of Barbecue. Like, he's a former cop turned gang member and is a gang leader now. And he straight starving Haiti out.
Yeah,
but
man,
what's the agenda?
Fabulous,
you know, what's the agenda? What's his agenda with starving the people out? Because it's really to oust the person that's in charge, because the person in charge ain't really doing nothing for them. If your prime minister ain't doing nothing for you, what do you think is going to happen? You don't think that the people will want to overthrow government? It's just the cycle Any country will do that. They're going to try to get you out and put someone that's worth being in power. And, you know, some people is happy with the dictatorship, you know?
It's ugly, man. That's what they want here, man, a dictator. Like, that's what Trump going to be, a dictator.
Yeah, like, think about it. When Trump get in office, it's going to be crazy, because you think he's going to close all the borders. He's going to close the borders. And migrants ain't going to be able to come, and I guarantee you he's going to want to kick out all those migrants.
Oh, yeah. You see, you don't hear about ICE no more. ICE, they're going to have ICE running crazy.
It's only a matter of time, you know. You already see all the polls around the states, they all voting for Trump, because they all want America to be great again. In their eyes, Trump is the guy to do it, you know.
He's their hope
because, you know, Sleepy Joe ain't doing it.
Until Trump do something that they don't like, and he's going to start going against them good old boys. They think he a good old boy. Trump ain't no good old boy. He a city slicker. He thinks Trump, he ill. He's sneaky. He tricked them into thinking that he's one of them. But he ain't one of them. He ain't no country boy. He is a city slicker. And he got them country boys thinking that he's good old boy. Yeehaw. Hell no. He ain't want no yeehaw. He don't like y'all motherfuckers either. He do not like y'all motherfucking farmers and country niggas. He don't like them, but he know that he know how to get them to vote for him. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta speak their language. You gotta speak.
They gonna vote for him for one. You know, he's a Republican. That's how they look at him. You know, Republicans are for white collar people.
They don't know,
for the self owning people, the people that own businesses. This is what the Republicans they into. You know, it's the Democrats that feed the corporations and everything else. You know what I mean? You can look it up in the history books. You can look it up in just what a Republican and what they stand for. You know, that's why, you know, for a long time, people would be like, ain't no black Republicans. Of course they are. A bunch of black Republicans. And these are all business owners that employ their families and employ people in the neighborhood just to keep the money with them. You know, where the Democrats, you know, they try to fund corporations. They try to, you know, manipulate school systems. And all kinds of crazy things like that. Like, look at the overhaul that they're doing right now, right? And all these teachers that are being laid off. Like, just here on Long Island, 40 teachers in a school district done lost their job. And you see this happening in a lot of places where they're letting go school teachers. Like, why are you getting rid of school teachers? And school teachers are there to help the children learn. You know what I mean?
Like in Pittsburgh, the police stopped coming unless it's a
yeah, they shutting down. Yeah. They're shutting down. They're like, what? You calling me for what? There's a burglary. We ain't coming until tomorrow morning.
It's crazy. That's
so that
getting another purge.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen, right? People going to be on the block pumping all day long. One time ain't coming. One time not coming.
Hell no.
Unless you kill somebody, that's the only way they coming. And they only going to have like 20 officers on call. That's going to be on, 20 officers. Every block in Pittsburgh going to be popping, I'm telling you.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's about to be fucking terrible.
Yo, it's going to be like how it was in the 90s out here on Long Island on Patchogue Avenue, where the cars was just stopping up and down the block, and you getting served right there on the street, and nobody saying nothing. It's just clockwork all day long.
Yeah, that's how it used to be, man.
Yeah,
there's
going to
be zombies out. The zombie is going to be out.
The resources is scarce already, and people going to be angry enough, man. So you got all this to create one giant keg peg of an implosion, because people are already pissed off. They already scared. When you got that combination there.
Everybody's mad.
So listen. The way I see Pittsburgh, they're about to bring crack back. Crack going to be popping out there.
Everything is going to be popping.
Yo, I'm telling you, they're going to be smoking. They're going to be doing all kinds of shit out there. And one time not coming, they're not coming. They telling you they're not coming. Like, our hours are from 7 to 3:30. After 3:30, y'all on your own. Now, if there's a fire,
wow,
somebody get body, all right, we come. But anything else, ain't nobody coming. How you police a city like that?
Nah, that's when they just throwing their hands up. They're like, fuck this.
I mean, but at the end of the day, you
know
what's going to happen, right?
The hood definitely going to be fucked up, you know?
If your police officers fail your community, you know what's the next step? It's the military coming into your city. FBI coming into your city. Martial law coming into your city. Because your own police officers ain't coming.
People going to have to start policing their shit.
Yeah. Yep. There's going to be death wish over there. You're going to see his story about Charles Bronson popping up and taking over his little neighborhood.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of people. You're going to see a lot of wannabe of vigilantes coming out there now. You're going to see a lot of George Zimmermans that want to play hero cop.
Nah, George Zimmerman, he pussy. I won't even give him no shine over here. Fuck that guy. We ain't going to mention that guy, man. He's a coward, you know? Coward died a thousand deaths.
Straight bust.
But there's definitely going to be a lot of people that's going to want to take their neighborhood back from whatever's going on. But at the end of the day, drugs run America.
So
people going to do drugs. There's nothing you can do to stop it. And if the police ain't coming, what does that tell you?
Oh, yeah. Any hustling shit, all hustling shit, that makes you definitely get up. But any kind of violence, it'd be easy. Any hustling shit, oh, I need to do that. Letting it get busy.
It's going to be turnt up there. It's going to be turnt. Pittsburgh going to be the new the new hotspot. You're going to see people from the East Coast driving over to Pittsburgh with some things and setting up shop.
Right. I don't know how we even announce that. Just do it. Y'all let me come over. I'm letting you know it's popping over here.
Word. It's going to be the only pipelines, kid.
Well, they should just did it instead of announcing this shit.
For real.
Yeah. What's going on?
I know we got some.
Oh.
What happened?
He was talking about the Tyson fight with Jake. I think it was Jake Paul.
Oh, yeah, man.
Come on,
when
man.
When does that go down? When is that going down?
July.
Yeah, honestly, I just want to see fucking Tyson hit him in the rib and him shit his pants, and I'm all right with that.
That nigga still hit hard, yo.
You see him training for that shit? Yo, he still got speed. His power is crazier. And, you know, I ain't going front on Paul. You know, he's won a few fights. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't want to take a rib shot from Mike Tyson.
It depends on what kind of gloves they got on. If they got some big pillow gloves on, it might be rigged for him to win that shit. But any kind of gloves on, man, if you ain't got no headgear on, you're going to get hurt talking with Mike.
I don't know. One
yeah,
shot
trolling
to the fucking
Mike too.
Rib.
He's trying to troll Mike too. He went ahead and got the face tat.
Listen. One shot to the rib.
It's a wrap.
Chris Rock gonna be like,
because you know he don't stick and move. That nigga don't know how to move, so he gonna basically be standing there, like a punching bag for Mike. And this, like,
I'm
you know,
you.
Holyfield knew how to speak. Like, niggas knew how to keep Mike back. You gotta keep him with the jab. You gotta be a big nigga to do that, and you gotta be a smart boxer to know how to keep him away. So that everybody that beat Tyson kept him away with a jab, and he was stronger. They were strong knees. You know what I'm saying? He was boxers. So you had to keep him away with the jab. This guy, his jab ain't going to keep Mike away. And that shit he did with Roy Jones was a smart boxer. He's a real boxer. You know, Kai Tyson up, grab him up. Well, this guy, he's not going to be, Tyson's going to be doing this shit. He's going to end him with one punch.
Well, Chris Rock gonna be like, how much for one rib? And that's gonna be Jake Paul rib on the floor. His whole rib gonna be toe up.
Especially if he's standing there. Nah, if he knows how to fight, and keep touching backed up, keep jabbing him, maybe. But that's not the type of fighter Jake Paul is. He's a brawler. And that's what Tyson loves.
I have a feeling he's gonna back out.
Jake Paul, he's a brawler. He come in there swinging all crazy, standing right there. Mike just gonna be bobbing and weaving. That's gonna keep on catching.
You know, Mike Tyson got that one hitter quitter. If you come in wilding and thinking that you just gonna throw a haymaker, he's gonna catch you. And it's going to be night-night.
He's a boxer. He know how to do this shit.
It's going to be night-night. He's going to go night-night. How Kevin Hart say? How his posse? You want to go night-night? That's how he's going to go. He's going down.
Yeah.
I definitely want to see that. And I ain't into no boxing. I'll be watching boxing, the UFC, nothing like that. I don't really be into that. But that, I definitely want to see. For real.
I mean, if Jake Paul really want to be a real boxer, they need to fight boxers his age and real boxers, not retired boxers and, you know, other niggas, basketball players and shit.
Yeah, no celebrity boxing. No celebrity boxing. You want to be a boxer? Go fight the boxers.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go knock on De La Hoya door. Go knock on Tito Trinidad door. You know? Go knock on Holyfield door.
The niggas is old. Go niggas your age that's doing this shit right now.
Yeah, what's that young kid? I forget that young kid, man. I think he's out of New York.
Whoever's
young
your
boxer
weight,
guy.
Whoever's in his weight class. Fight them niggas, man.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
He ain't gonna fight nobody. He's not gonna fight anybody that's, you know, in their prime. He ain't that crazy.
Nah, he a real boxer, right? He's gonna be really box these niggas. Box a young.
He better
young,
fight
young,
these
young.
Over. He better fight these over the hill MMA fighters.
Yeah, no, nigga, nah.
Nah, you gotta fight people that's healthy, like he is, man. Young, healthy. Go for that.
Go in
you
there with Bud Crawford. He just had that crazy fight with Spence.
You think he wanna get in there with one of them niggas? He heavier than them niggas too, but he don't wanna get in there with fucking Tank Davis or somebody. Fucking one of them.
Even
young
Ryan
niggas,
Garcia,
man.
Crazy ass. Even Ryan Garcia, crazy ass. He'll take him out.
Yeah, you gotta put him in there with the wolves, man. You wanna fight with the wolves? Be in there with the wolves, man. The young, hungry ones, man.
Yeah, don't go after the old wolves.
Yeah, motherfuckers wanna sit back.
Fight is selling. Only reason why niggas even buying that fight is Tyson. They want to see what Tyson can do to this guy.
They want to see Tyson break his rib. That's what I want to see. I want to see Tyson
tap his jaw.
Because
I don't see him doing nothing. I don't see him even hitting Tyson, man. I swear to God, Tyson's defense. Come go in there and start wilding, swinging all crazy. Tyson just going to block that shit, do the bobby weave. Catch you to the side, boom, uppercut, bomb, it's over.
Oh, it's a dub.
Yeah, it's gonna be finished. But shout out to New York Knicks, man. I'm gonna say that.
We gotta get all the way healthy in the NBA.
And they doing their 1-2s out there. They got a game tonight against Sacramento Kings.
Oh, yeah, Tom. You know we got to send a shout-out to your man, Ben Simmons.
Man,
to
that's
out
your
year.
People's, man. That's your people's, man. That's your man. I wouldn't even give him a high five. That motherfucker, he whack, man. He whack. He Ben Simmons. He needs to just bow out, man. He needs to bow out. Let somebody else play. I know there's some hungry people out there that deserve his spot. He been doodle since he was in Philly.
Yeah, he sucks.
He need to join. What's that? He need to be on that basketball team with Will Ferrell. You know that movie with Will Ferrell? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What's that game? What's that movie Will Ferrell in?
Semi-pro.
Yeah, that's where he need to be over there. Semi-pro.
I wouldn't even rock a free jersey from him.
Yo, if he gave me a jersey, I'll throw that shit right back at him. Fuck out of here with this shit. I'll fucking wipe my feet on that shit. I'm gonna wipe my feet. I'll spill my drink on that shit.
Yeah, nah. That'd be the fucking dry towel from the floor or some shit. Scrape your feet on when you come out the tub or something. That nigga. Yeah, he's a big
nah, fuck that. That shit is not coming in my house, yo. That fucking jersey ain't making it in my house. They're bringing that fucking jersey in my house. Fuck that. That's a loser. That's a loser jersey. I don't want that shit in my house. Nope. Throw that shit right on the highway. Let the fuck cars run over that shit. What up?
Make dish rag status, huh?
Nah, dish rag, that shit gotta come in the crib. I ain't trying to bring that shit in my crib and that shit touch anything they got to do with. I'm a winner, man. I ain't got no time for no losing shit around me, man. Fuck that.
That be the outside. Like, that be the outside. As soon as you come in from the mud, yeah, that's the first thing you wipe your feet on in the crib.
That's the shit that you fucking, after you drove your car through the mud and you got to clean your rims off, that's what you use right there.
That's fucked up, yo.
Nah, I ain't fucking with Ben Simmons, man. I ain't fucking with Ben Simmons. Yo, Ben Simmons, you are trash, man. If y'all hear this, you trash, man. I could probably ball better than you, man.
He getting major money. He's still getting paid from other teams that he left.
Yeah, he getting money, but that's the only way he winning is because the money. Look, they ain't hanging his jersey up in the rafters.
Hell no.
You know, you ain't going to a museum and seeing his jersey there.
Now, unless you make a turnaround and do some phenomenal shit.
Nah, he needs to just turn around and exit stage left and leave the fucking basketball to the ballers, man. Go fight Jake Paul, Ben Simmons. Go fight Jake Paul.
Jake Paul knocking him out, yo.
I'm telling you, he's going to lose, man. He's going to lose. Whatever he do, he loses, man.
Jake Paul
he only
is
winning
because
he only winning
he only
because he
got the bag.
You know?
Take the bag away.
Jake Paul, fuck him up.
Yeah, somebody tell Ben Simmons fight Jake Paul. For real. But I know we got some ill tunes out there for the people, man. Episode 167. Schoolboy Radio.
Yeah, man, we got a whole lot of heat.
Shout out Long Island Ink. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Long Island Ink Tattoo. Shout out the team. If y'all ever on Long Island, come out, Patchogue, 288 East Main Street. Long Island Ink Tattoo. Come down, get your
tattoo.
You're coming
up to my tat. We gonna videotape you doing my tat.
Come out, man. Come out. I thought you was gonna come out today, man.
I know. Things weren't things. But things is going to be things. Things ain't things right now. I'm shooting for next week, though.
It's all good. We got you. Always got you.
All right, yeah. So, yeah, hit them with some tunes, and we're going to be right back. Call number 516-531-9596. Let's get it.
Cool hand.
At home.
Oh, shit. Yo, I pack hollow tips, you niggas are powerless. I keep it rugged while you bitchin' on some coward shit. I'm top strong on the power lift. Niggas know my style is sick, even though they don't wanna acknowledge this. It's all gracious, banging women of all races. I'm at the table with a handful of all aces. It's a full house, don't make me gotta pull the tools out and leave your blood leaking on your new couch. All my niggas move out. Rap when it's time for action. This nigga saying they the same, need to stop the capping. And if your homie got a problem, I'ma pocket tap him. I'm acting like I never saw him if the cops is asking. They need to stop harassing before I cock and blast him. Keeping my face covered with a stocking mastin. I kick the something on the waist and it's not for fashion. So you better run for cover when the rocket's blasting.
No time for battling. No time for battling. Competition of shattering. No time for battling. No time for battling. Competition of shattering.
Guerrilla warfare, concrete jungle matrix. I'm King Kong with the skyscraper going ape shit. Violate the beat, you gotta swap it with a rape jet. Pen and paper strength training on a daily basis. I'm running out of patience, time is of the essence. My fans are like martyrs cause they dying for the message. Supply and demand with a godlike presence. With more heart than 300 spartans armed with weapons. Bogart succession, real gangsters never hesitate. Hit you harder than a haymaker from a heavyweight. Spit hollow tips that are guaranteed to penetrate. This shit sound like kids with Down syndrome made a demo fake. Get it straight, my style is second to none. Son, this uncut drugs from a Mexican plug. Drop gems to the very last breath of my lungs. 67 them suckers catching this plug. What?
No time for battling. No time for battling. Competition of shattering. No time for battling. No time for battling. Competition of shattering.
Hands whipping in the deck of card dealer shuffling. Leave you down low bumper and we kill a hustling. Bust you in the grill, now you need bell covering. They tried to blitz, nigga, but we still muscled in. If you ain't hard, you a sucker then. No need for huddling, you stuttering, guard. Your hatback was fumbling. Pull your pants up and stop bumbling. You got buzzards hovering while we rock the smooth level partisan. Plus, you ain't coordinating offense, you know offense. I leave your pockets on all in. You now dealing with a drill sergeant. Get charred with the hottest gun alive on target. Pop your blimp out of the sky, you lose altitude. Me and my team infiltrate, make power moves. Opposing the law, but you rappers to follow rules. We're free and it's time for me to teach you how to lose.
No time for battling. No time for battling. Competition of shattering. No time for battling. No time for battling. Competition of shattering.
I'm a son of anarchy, pop a cop straight at the Poor Nine Academy, running chop chop, gunning for you, have you running frantically, involved with my revolver romantically, hang you from a balcony, young Malcolm, Al Capone, Frankie Flannery, Val Kilmer in heat with the caliber crime monarchy, ain't nothing sweet, pushing Valium, Xanax and E, crack cocaine, chemistry, alchemy, cut it with talcum, robbing perfect strangers like Valky, gully like Tommy, karate, pimple, whore, mommy, pistol whip, you twist your shit like origami, cut you up like boars, head salami, fuck the law, I'm fuck Mitt Romney, he could eat a bucket of shit, politician. To grimy. The buccaneer bucking a queer like a musketeer. Manipulator huxtable like a puppeteer. For the bucks deductible, Nucky Thompson crook. Herb, rob your duck and Zuckerberg. Fuck up your face and fuck. Responsibility. come with the greatest of power. See pistols transform pussies to dangerous cowards. See angel dust make a god think he can fly. That's why I died for off of a project rooftop type of high. My soul escaped tribulations to pray, amen. Haunted by ghosts that don't even know that they dead. Source of remote the road to holy wars, worth sacrifice, torture souls in your bones become your servants in the afterlife. That's why we pull out how them shooters to break reality like having a shootout at a funeral. Take humanity to the lowest levels of depravity, global insanity. Nature's overthrow the anarchy from project to profit. Either way you sell the world, we monumental. Either hell awaits or hell deserved. Hell on earth, south of heaven's entrance. When killers hide the smoking gun behind their back, we're begging for repentance.
Get the fuck back. My nigga, this is busting pain. We done ran through the fire just to jump in the flames, you heard? All these suckers done corrupted the game. In other words, stay the fuck in your lane and get the fuck back. Nigga, this is busting pain. We done ran through the fire just to jump in the flames, you heard? All these suckers done corrupted the game. In other words, stay the fuck in your lane, ain't nothing changed.
Hey guys, I had to come back for a little bit. I had a little power blinkage over here, but we good over here now.
No doubt, fucking.
All right.
Yellow boy, we already know.
My power had blinked, so I'm trying to get everything back in order. I don't know what.
Okay. Keep that shit flowing, man. I need some more music, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man. We just had lost contact. So I'm just, had to switch phones for a little bit so that way y'all could hear me because.
Yeah, you already told us that part. Well,
let's go, man. Schoolboy Radio, Saturday night.
Live from the Matrix, nigga.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah,
the Matrix really came for real. Waiting on this damn thing to hurry up and get me back on so we can get this,
get this music back to the people.
The power had blinked over here, so I'm just waiting for this thing to come back on.
Okay.
Yo, E, are you related to Steve Harvey?
Oh, damn.
Steve Harvey, your uncle?
Oh, hell no,
man. I seen Steve Harvey the other day, and I'm like, yo, he looked like he related to Steve Harvey.
He had to be his uncle.
No, man. I'd actually be getting that, believe it or not.
I can believe it, you.
Like, you know, you could be related. They could be related. If he shaved his head bald and grow out a mustache.
Yeah, he got the Mr. Potato. Shit.
Oh, hell no.
You just sound like a real North Carolinian right there.
Yeah, he sound like Steve Harvey for real right there. Oh, hell no.
I ain't going for that, Black.
Nah, but for real, man, it's funny you say that because I actually got that at work. They were like, man, we swear up and down, we remind you of Steve Harvey. I was like, okay.
Oh, that's wild. You gonna smack somebody in their face at work? They playing with you like that?
Right.
See, we play with you all day, but hey, I ain't know everybody.
Y'all definitely could be related. Yeah, I might have to go through that kid, man. I'm like, look, there may be some inheritance there or something. I play along with it though. It don't bother me. But I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, you might have to be that for Halloween. You might have to be Steve Harvey.
I might have to bring the suit out on him. The yellow suit from
You gotta get the fake high top and all that.
No, he ain't got no high top right now. Steve Harvey don't got no high top.
I'm talking about the old Steve Harvey.
You talking about the throwback Steve Harvey from the
90s.
Yeah.
Nah, you need to be the Family Feud Steve Harvey.
Yeah, what's the deal with Wendy Williams, man? What's that? What's going on with you?
Man, last time I checked, my homegirl sent me this. She was saying that her husband is trying to get more money out of her. He trying to collect.
Yeah, she's sick though, right?
She got like,
yeah. Niggas don't care, boy. He trying to collect on that divorce payment. Said he owed a couple payments. I said, damn.
Niggas ain't playing when they go about the paper.
Dudes,
yeah, it was never.
I understand.
It was never about the love. They, you know, she was making money. That's what it was all about.
Yeah, it's foul. Things are foul. Like, go get a job, you fucking bum.
I mean, you know how these motherfuckers be out here. You know what I'm saying? They be laid up with a shorty in the wintertime because she got the crib. Or, you know, they fucking with her because she getting her income tax. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
A fact.
Motherfuckers be out here, bum-ass motherfuckers.
Yeah, I think I got everything in motion right now, so I'm going to hit y'all with some more music.
Let's go for it.
Hey, yo. With the right, I shake a millionaire's hand. With the left, I serve a junkie. Walk the line of lavish life of crime. Remember them times I had a bunkie on a tier. Now my signature is souvenir. Bitches wanna hang, bringing me neck like I got nooses. Man, my shit is hypnotic. When I spit it, they got super stiff. Boy, they lied quickly and minimized when the truth appeared. They say this shit a gamble. You live your life in casino. Death is at the door. I choose to be for through the peephole. I see no equal. I play the game on hard, don't need no cheat code. It's easier to scam than flip. A kilo, dirt all over the Z-note. Keep the clean stack separate. For the record, I'm wrecking shit. Natural scrap is peppermint. Made the murder shit like a 38 specialist. I heard your new shit, I'm less than a precedent. All the fools under my shoe, I'm setting a precedent. They overdose with fentanyl when the pills when they press it.
Hey yo, I had to say the cocaine partners home and rain. So get your same pops, you know the name. We light as a rain drop, I'm on Pistain. Rose running no time. 200 with factory diamonds, 300 for the flames. You can never compare, this shit wouldn't add up. My mathematics just ran, pop back on the flint. Mad classes be winning, trash bag with the tangles in the front, no end. So we raise the roast, after everybody we raise the toast. To the one that hits the most, went to the lock, got the rain for ghosts. My shooter had to slip an apron coat to go. Shit hurt, when you gotta put your family in the scope.
I had to pray over the word, yeah. Pray over the bread. We was drowning in that water whip. Niggas had to serve to a kilo from the dirt. Running from the Rico, I still had Perico on my shirt. 1100 for an ounce, 20,000 for a verse. Chopper made his shoulders jerk. Smell of money in the air. On the 15th and the 1st, that being broke shit was a curse. I done killed your favorite rapper. Got a body in the trunk. We banging Esco in the hearse. She got a check inside the purse. The big Telfar, I used to sell hard. The Valley Belt on the Yale Guard. Used to owe the plug, I just pay him off. It's what you do after the brick, bitch, I'm Draymond.
Thank you.
Yo. You ever fear not making it at the finish line? Some people fear not making it in for dinner time. Some people weird, they wasted whole years. I'm taking all this shit back, if this check don't clear. Shine brighter than veneers, throughout the blood, sweat, and tears. Now I'm up, these bitches walk around naked like Britney Spears. At first they was iffy until I got in their ears. Sold on my own heaps and I make albums of the year. Now we on another tier, and they making diss tracks that can't react. I ain't mad over shit that I never hear. I'm known for sending a goon to where you sleep at. These little niggas still getting their feet wet. I still get my foreign watch that Delta Sonic. I'm getting money, let's not talk about the economics. Give you a guarantee before I make a promise. I'm one of the higher ups that didn't go to college.
It seems the only place is up to me. Always in the game and up by three now. The Blue Frank's my company. I've been getting cake real comfortably. But that don't mean I'm done. You really wouldn't settle if you seen where I'm from. On another level from between y'all bums.
Yeah. Mama's baby boy grown and still playing with toys. The only club I wanna join in is the billionaire boys. Been in illest for a minute, still going. Fed your bitch out my hands. Now what the fuck she need that silverware for? Then his tail's on, you donkeys, I've been his hands on. The shit I pulled up in, sitting like it's finna transform. The city, yeah, she get it there for. If she land, it's Christmas. The nigga might start singing Silver Bells Tour. I panned out as a standout, it's really paying off. When the chapter closed itself, just like a mini Van Dor. Venice, yeah, that's what Benny stand on. I ride you through my city, show you them blocks I did that Diddy dance on. I told myself to go, I'ma cash in my next favor. No catching my breath if I'm falling back on these checks later. X-rated, running work, then I had to collect paper. Fish left my kitchen raw like a Japanese chef made it. Champagne fish.
It seems the only place is up for me. Always in the game and up by three now. The Blue Frank's my company. I've been getting cake real comfortably. But that don't mean I'm done. You really wouldn't settle if you seen where I'm from. On another level from between y'all bums. Champagne sisters only means I've won.
Well, shit, realistically, I already had a game plan. You know, shit worked different for everybody. You know, it is what it is. Still got rich. Still rich. Getting richer. More riches to come.
Yeah, Screwball Radio, Live from the Matrix. Can you with that raw, uncut shit? I don't know about that Beyonce sample niggas just used, but I rock with it. I'll let them get away with that one. I don't know about that Beyonce sample, but...
They sample all types of crazy stuff. They'll sample anything.
Nah,
I think somebody just remixed the song and they went ahead and whoever produced it.
Yeah, they could have chilled out with that one.
They should have left that in the special
It's creative.
But you know what, man? First of all, we also want to, you know, give a rest in peace to Boss. He passed away this week.
Word.
Yeah, man, people. I just got hit up by my nigga John Murphy. The comment, he talk about he bumping to Digital out there in the UK. I'm like, oh, word?
Oh yeah,
Digital's in the UK. Let me know that.
What?
Yeah, they've been
on that tour. They just went out there. They on a tour with Ant Live and Tash of the Alcoholics.
Okay. Get it done.
That's Ant Live put that together. Yeah, he's been telling me, John Jay's been telling me about that tour he was about to go on.
Yeah, Bob's still living, man.
Shit, man. Screwball Radio, Live from the Matrix. Saying sucker free. Get at us, man. Yeah.
doubt, man. So, yeah, man, we want to go ahead and play this tribute joint from Boss. May she rest in peace. And we'll definitely come back with y'all next week. Same screw time, same screw channel.
Bet that shit rock.
No doubt.
This is the Screwball Radio Throwback Pick of the Week.
Cha,
watch out,
watch out.
Hey,
watch out,
watch out.
Your time boss come
on.
You just come down.
Damn, damn.
Yo, what's up?
This is deep.
I'm going deep.
I don't really want to feel like I'm in a daze, so I smoke big deals just to deal with the ills. Life is slipping on me, trip. My skills ain't paying bills, and it's messing with me and my grip. I drink that same ice and smoke a ticket at the same time. Drop a wicked bomb on my naughty nature. I'm living down. I'm not that one in the sleep, but I'm lost.
That's deep.
Cause I be on some old, I'm tired of brothers trying to come up off women type thing. And if I don't react the way he won't, he might swing his little dicks up in another direction, then don't even use protection. I hate foolishness that people can't avoid, yo. And if worse came to worse, I run abroad on unemployed. Cause who the hell cares that I got gray hairs and can't sleep? Know what I mean?
I'm going deep.
Every now and then I start tripping and get to thinking on the deep tip behind all that bull that I shoot at people.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But after I'm evil and I'm hit to every chick trying to get a grip and every one to be met on a stack. But Joe bump that and I say bump that with my mighty middle finger. I'm heavy up and through this rap, I ain't fucking singer. Yo, I think I'm getting tipped. Cause my dollars ain't making nobody sense. But then again, it's probably all that chronic that I smoke. I used to be like that when I was out there slanging dope, and lately I've been flipping on some old paranoid. Like looking suckers up and down, trying to stalk, cause I'm a heart.
So why don't you just soften up?
I try to be cool, but I get caught up when I go to clubs. Straight up, I don't even trust myself.
Yo, you can trust me.
How you figure that?
I'm just like you.
Why?
Real gon' coincide. The vibes don't lie, I ain't have feelings.
since my niggas died. Puppets and pawns, from dusk till dawn. Prepared for the quiet storm. When it rains, it pours. Gotta weather the storm, realize the roar. They not ready for war, they let the Henny pour. Let the semi off, rhyme with reason. These mumble rappers committing treason. Misleading, I ain't feeling what they feeding. Wuhan, we proceeding. We outside, reporting live with the realness. In the trenches, where shit is live. Worlds collide, it's a suicide. Shit is real on my side.
They can't do it like the kids be.
Hey yo, I got a dog that bites. Fuck the market.
Peace to the old time tables, you feel me?
Yo, yo, I got a crew with the beat and the smart thing.
They can't do it like the kids be.
Hey yo, I got a dog that bites. Fuck the market.
Peace to the old time tables, you feel me?
Yo, yo, I got a crew with the beat and the smart thing.
Yeah, yeah, crack that bottle, man. Ain't nothing but that real hip-hop.
Yeah, pour
the
Henny
up.
Yeah.
Man, screwball. Toast to the real.
Bitch niggas will switch up in the blink of an eye. We still gon' ride, ain't no switching sides. Float like Clyde the Glide. Real shit, ain't no disguise. A word to the wise, cross me. Better be CrossFit. Watch you start ducking and dodging. Shooters don't talk, they firing. My thuns, I confide in them. Only a few, I show honor to them. The feeling's mutual, inside the outside. Shit is real on my side. Ain't gotta question who I am inside. Been through some real shit, survived off closed door meetings, maneuvering with heated seats. Coop Krispy Kreme, double R denim jeans, Screwball Supreme Team, cash rules everything around me. Trying to own property, eat all commodity, globe trying from my side.
They can't do it like the kids be.
Hey yo, I got a dog that bites, fuck the market.
Peace to the old time.
Yo, yo, I got a crew with the beat and the smart thing. I got a dog that bites, fuck the market.
Peace to the old time tables, you feel me?
Yo, I got a crew with the beats and the smart thing.
Yeah, salute the whole Screwball.
Word
yeah,
up.
Welcome home, man, Solo. Man.
Welcome home, Philly Phil.
Word up. The General Black Poet, my brother.